The B-Team by Zoe B. Most hero stories start out pretty boring, but this is no hero story. This is the B-Team. When I first saw Ball Boy, it was on TV. It was the BLBs. That's the Big Little Battles. It sounds silly, but they were serious. The BLBs were scary. One time during the BLBs, Quesadilla's mice minions ate through all the walls, making Swiss cheese out of all the buildings in the city, causing them to crumble like blue cheese. Another time, Quesadilla's army of ants stole all the food in the area, leaving everyone hungry and very weak, but nothing could compare to what happened next. Anyway, I was busy at school, and Professor B was teaching. Professor B was my favorite teacher. She taught science, and science is my favorite. About 2 minutes before lunch, Professor B excused the class for a bathroom break. Well, everyone but me. Poppy, I need you to stay for lunch. Class, you are dismissed for a break and then lunch. Professor B smiled at me. The class cheered, "Early lunch!" But my stomach dropped. Why did she need to see me? I felt like I was going to get detention. Maybe I put too much vinegar into my volcano last week. As the kids walked out of the room, I felt like I ate 10 million caterpillars and that they were all ready to hatch. Dr. B looked deep into my eyes as I looked deep into hers. "Follow me, Poppy," she said. Well, you see, I would have followed her, but I have a problem. A big problem. So, I popped. No, literally, I popped. Several years ago, I learned about this problem. I was doing homework. Seems normal, right? Well, it was, until I made a math fact mistake. I knew it right away, but I couldn't fix it. And all of a sudden, I felt my hands begin to rumble and my body began to shake. My temperature raised higher and higher until, boom, popcorn everywhere. At first, I didn't know where it came from. I looked around, nothing. I looked at my two dry, hot hands and pop! Popcorn popped into my mouth. Well, I did it. I popped. Poppy popped. So when Dr. B told me to come with her, I didn't want her to know my secret. But somehow, I thought she already knew. So, I went along anyway. "Poppy," Dr. B said as we started walking deeper and deeper into the woods by the school, "do you know what that rusty old pile of wood is over there?" I looked at the wood. As I got closer to it, it looked more and more like a treehouse. My hands began to rumble and my body began to shake. My temperature got higher and higher and, uh-oh! Why does this always happen to me? But Dr. B didn't care that I popped. In fact, she actually liked it. She popped a piece of popcorn into her mouth and laughed. "He'll be a great addition. Let's go." I followed her into what I thought was a rusty old woodpile. It was actually an amazing treehouse. No, not a treehouse. It was a super secret society. And I was invited. When I got in, I looked around and saw lots of other kids. "Dr. B," I said, "who are these kids?" "You don't recognize the B-Team?" Dr. B asked. The B-Team was much smaller than I thought. I looked around. I'd heard of the B-Team, but I had never seen them. Superheroes usually do all the saving, but the B-Team always cleaned up the real damage. As I got closer to the kids, I recognized one of them, and as I got closer and closer, I saw Ball Boy, the boy from TV. He was so kind, but every now and then he got so wound up that he worked himself into a ball shape. I was his biggest fan. Ball Boy came up to me. "I'm sure you probably think this is a small group, and it is. But the B-Team is small for a reason," he smiled at me. "We hide ourselves in small groups, so when villains approach us, we can sneak attack them in small groups. See, they expect big groups. But really, tiny is mighty. Tiny is mighty, I repeated. My hero talked to me. I looked around more. I saw Miss Spell, a purple-haired girl with glowing eyes. Mr. Fahrenheit, a boy so warm he never needed a winter coat. And Disappeara, a blind girl who gave me the feeling that she could see everything. In fact, it seemed like they all knew something I didn't. In an instant, Dr. B announced, B-team roll call, ball boy, Disappeara, Mr. Fahrenheit, Miss Spell, and our newest member, Poppy. We all stood in line. We have a big problem. We found the creator of the infamous shrimp that started the BLB, and it was Quesadilla's creation. But we have to stop them. Mr. Fahrenheit, well, let's just say he started to heat up. He started melting into a blob before transforming again back into himself. Something told me I didn't want to get him angry. What if the shrimp are under M-I-N-K control? Miss Spell spelled. Mink control, I ask? She means mind control, Disappeara said. She's a horrible speller. Not that I'm much better. I'm a blind girl who makes everything I touch disappear. Ballboy chimed in with a sigh. Well, my powers bounce off everything. He looked around. No, really, everything. Usually it bounces right back to me. Professor B looked ready. Poppy, I have something to tell you and the others. Something important. The B-team moved closer. Mr. Fahrenheit really heated the moment up. The superheroes are on their way to the BLB to save the day. We need to be ready to clean up for them. The B-team sighed. I got the feeling that they didn't want to clean up. They wanted to use their powers. I wasn't sure that I even wanted to clean up. But being new to the group, I felt weird saying anything. We turned on the news, hoping to celebrate the superheroes' great victory. Instead, we were unprepared for their great loss. Ballboy looked at Dr. B. But Dr. B, the superheroes always win. Dr. B looked scared. Not always, she explained. Now it's our turn. We must save them. Hurry, there's no time to lose. So we quickly rushed into the car as it sped to the superhero headquarters. When we arrived, Miss Spell immediately jumped out. I've G.I.T. this, she exclaimed. She G.I.T. this? I asked the others. She means she's got this. And I hope she does, Dr. B explained. We watched as Miss Spell confidently walked up to the door. If she was scared, none of us could tell. I have something to spell you, you shrimp, Miss Spell yelled. Quesadilla ran out to see what the racket was. Before anyone could act, he yelled, Shrimp! Attack! Without wasting time, Miss Spell began her spell. S-T-O-P! S-H-R-O-O-M-P! The shrimp did stop, but then the mushrooms started sprouting from their heads, and they were angry. Ballboy stepped up next. That's it, he yelled as he curled into a ball. My turn! I'm going to bounce these mushroom shrimps! He bounced and he dribbled, but the shrimp just bounced him right back into the gym ceiling. Help! Ballboy asked. Disappeara tried to help. She waved her left hand to make the team invisible, but instead, she just vanished herself. Mr. Fahrenheit looked at me. We have something to do. Us? I asked. Us. His smile glowed like a summer day. Suddenly, I felt a hot flash enter my skin as Mr. Fahrenheit placed his hands on mine. My hands began to rumble. My body began to shake. My temperature got higher and higher and higher until I made more popcorn than ever before. At first, the shrimp just looked at the popcorn, but soon they realized that there was a smell in the air that they just couldn't resist. They needed that popcorn. Soon, every shrimp was out of mind control and eating popcorn like crazy. To this day, they no longer call themselves quesadillas shrimp. In fact, back then, we used to call quesadillas shrimp terrifying. We even called them deadly. But now, we lovingly call them popcorn shrimp. Now, we not only love our popcorn shrimp, but they love us. And that's the story for now. But you know we'll be ready the next time the superheroes need the B-Team. The end. For now.